went for a visit one summer with a very close friend, and we stayed at a little country home over the weekend. While I was there, I met two very sweet people, an old gray-headed grandmother and a granddad, and the joy I saw in their lives made me feel very glad. Why, the old man would whistle, and he'd rock in his old rocking chair, and the sweet old lady, she'd move about the rooms just as though she was walking on air. And every time I'd look at them, I'd see a love so great, I knew that if God called one away, the other he'd also take. Now they were so kind and gentle that you could see God's love deep within. And when we talked and sang about heaven, the tears would fall off their cheeks just like rain. It seemed as though they were waiting, waiting for God to call them home to a mansion to be with Jesus around that great white throne. When we left, returned to our families, they cried and said, "Come back soon, friend." But you know, that was the last time I ever saw them. I'll never see them on this earth again. Now they've gone on to glory, crossed over Jordan's chilly tide, to a mansion to be with Jesus, just over on the other side. So why should we weep and worry? Because their troubles are o'er. They'll never have to suffer upon that golden shore. So let's just keep on praying and doing God's will down here. And someday we'll see them waiting at the top of those golden stairs. Then we'll have a reunion with all our loved ones and friends. And Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, will say, "Welcome home, children. Yes, welcome home, children. This is a place where you'll never have to part again."